All right, this is John King. I'm speaking with Austin Knutson, the new Speaker of the House in the state of Montana, and the governor has proposed his budget. You probably had a chance to at least read a few pages. I was hoping you could give us kind of a tops of the trees response to what you've seen so far.
Sure, and thanks for having me on, John. A couple of quick thoughts, and the first one that jumps out at me right away is infrastructure spending. Of course, being from Northeast Montana in the heart of the oil patch, I'm very interested in infrastructure spending. The problem I see here is the governor is proposing to spend more than $300 million on infrastructure in Montana. You've got the practical problem of just trying to get a majority of Republican legislators in the legislature to approve that level of spending. This isn't just going to be focused. It's not just for the oil patch. It's not just for one area. This is going to be $300 million spent all over the state, and that's a big bill. But the second and probably more important problem with this proposed spending is the governor proposes putting the state in debt for over two-thirds of it. He wants to borrow approximately $212 million out of that $300 million bill. So about two-thirds of it he wants to do through bonding. You know, just since I've been around, I've seen two large-scale bonding bills come through the legislature, and they both went down, and they went down hard. Republicans, they don't like borrowing money. They don't like debt. And we really don't like debt when the state is sitting on almost $400 million in the bank right now in the ending fund surplus.
What do you think about the tuition freeze?
I'll be honest with you, John, I haven't gotten to that yet. You know, like I said, I've only had this budget on my desk for a couple hours now, and it's a couple hundred pages long, so haven't gotten to the tuition freeze portion yet. Not sure what the governor has in mind there.
If there's money left over, what do you think should be done with it? And how much do you think should be left over by the time this budget's all finished?
Well, I agree that we should have some money left over in an ending fund balance. You know, that's a longstanding tradition in the state legislature, but it's a fairly recent development that we have as much of an ending fund balance as we've had in the last couple sessions. And right now, we're almost $400 million. And people need to realize that's not money the state gets off of, revenues. That's not money the state has made. It doesn't come from investments. That's money that comes out of Montana taxpayers' pockets. When we have $400 million sitting there in the state account, that means the state collected $400 million in taxes more than it needed to operate. So, I'm all for keeping some money or, fighting wildfires or, emergencies in the biennium when the legislature's not in session. But I think $400 million is a lot.
Gotcha. What do you think should be done if there is that amount left over?
I think we should have some broad-based tax relief. Like I said, that's money that's coming out of taxpayers' pockets in Montana.
So would it just that's go back not, to the taxpayers then, or?
I would. I would like to see an across-the-board income tax reduction at the very least. Possibly some property tax relief, but I would love to see some income tax relief.
Perfect. Well, Austin, thank you so much for your time. I'm going to stop the recorder, okay?